Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'd say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. And Martin, today, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well, Martin. Hope you're keeping well on this Friday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to more good racing now. Ferry House tomorrow and Nace on Sunday. Some good racing on there. And Bobby Joe Chase tomorrow is the feature race. And Nace on Sunday is a couple of great too. So that's to look forward to.
I suppose the big news this morning, Martin, and probably no real surprise, I suppose, presenting Percy does not go in the Bobby Joe Chase tomorrow at Ferry House.
It was always a bit of a long shot, to be quite honest. Like during the week, you can see the start is even watering the course, which is amazing when you think of this time of year. Patrick actually go watering the course. Same here with Nace, actually, they do a bit of water on it as well. And obviously, don't take a chance just a couple of weeks before Cheltenham. So now, present Percy looks odds on to go to the Gold Cup without a run over fences. And I was just talking to a couple of people the other night in that quiz we had there in Lara Bagnell. I think Kevin Blake was saying to me it could be nearly 1930 or sometimes in the 1930s since a horse actually last did that. So it's going to be a fair achievement, some training performance, if presenting Percy can win the Gold Cup, not having run over fences for a whole year. An amazing achievement it will be. But no better man if you can do it. Pat Kelly is the man that can certainly do it. And of course, with Davy Russell on board, he certainly won't be lacking assistance from the saddle.
No, he definitely won't indeed. And of course, we'll be having our Cheltenham preview night on the 8th of March in the Yall GAA Club. More details on our Facebook page, CRY Yall. Let's have a look back at the weekend's action last week, Martin. And of course, it was Red Mills Day at Goran Park. A fantastic atmosphere last weekend. And let's look at the hurdle first. That was won by Joseph O'Brien's Durasso, the 2-1 joint favourite.
Yeah, he was quite impressive, it has to be said, Patrick. I did see him run the Galmy hurdle. I thought he did travel well for a long way, but then didn't really get home against presenting Percy. He finished fifth on that occasion. Before that, he'd finished a good second to Backasson over 2.5 at Punchdown New Year's Eve. And I think he was a very good winner last week, there's no question. Disappointment, again, was from Far Class, and certainly Queer Sublime was found to be scoped wrong after the race. He didn't run well at all either, which made things a lot easier for him. But I think he put up a fair performance at the race. So, and it's the type of horse that you could see maybe going well at even a higher level than that. And also I thought Mona Lee was very, very good in the Red Mills Chase. It was a great crowd there, as you say. It was a great atmosphere. And even though St. Percy didn't run, it still proved to be a very good race. Rachel Blackmore, of course, again, took the honours by far with a great treble on the day. Paul Townley had one winner, but Rachel certainly stole the honours, and she was very good at Mona Lee. I thought he jumped superbly throughout and won well from Annabelle Fly. Giving him £8 was no easy task, because Annabelle Fly is a very good horse, of course. Fourth in last year's Entry Grand National and third in last year's Gold Cup. I think Mona Lee myself, if it was my own, I would definitely be going Ryanair rather than the Champion Chase, I have to say. I think 2x5 would suit him very well. I can't see him going the Gold Cup either. I just honestly don't think he'll stay the trip over 3.25. I think if he gets his own way out in front in the Ryanair, he's got a very good chance over 2x5 for lengths.
Okay, then a Nace last Sunday, a super, super win from Tiger Roll in the Grade 2 Point Hurdle.
Yeah, Navin, he was absolutely fantastic, I have to say, Patrick. I gave him no chance whatsoever, I have to say. I just thought he was going to be, you know, the usual kind of warm-up for Cheltenham, and certainly, obviously, for the Entry Grand National. But he really travelled supremely well. Even from 4 or 5 hurdles out, I was saying to myself, God, he's travelling really well, and he didn't stop in any way. He done who gets on so well with him. And he got a really good reception. He's beginning to get a really, really popular horse this Tiger Road. Hard to believe he's only 9-year-old, and he's done so much in his career. And he heads now back to cross country race at Cheltenham, which he won of course last year. Head back there is a very warm 11-10 5-4 favourite. He's actually going to be one of the Irish bankers at the meeting. And like, even though he's 9 or 10 pounds higher now for entry this year, could he do it again? Could he become the first horse since Red Rum in 1974 to win 2 Grand Nationals in a row? It's very hard to do it, but he's such a very good horse. He is, I wouldn't put it past him. He's an amazing horse, and he's getting to be really very popular with race scores. He's such a small horse when you look at him. You'd never think he'd be able to jump fences, but he is a classy animal. And as I say, he'd be one of the Irish bankers for Cheltenham, no doubt about that, in the cross-country chase.
And in the 3-mile 10-up novice chase, Chris's Dream, very good winner again for Rachel Blackmore and Henry
Brown. Yeah, it was a tremendous weekend for Rachel Blackmore. Treble on Saturday at Gordon, including the Grade 2 Red Mills chase. Another Grade 2 race here, the 10-up chase. And this horse jumped for fun. He really does jump superbly, it has to be said, Patrick, which, you know, which is what you really need in a top-class chaser. I just think he does need softer ground, but there's no doubt he deserves a place in the RSA chase. He's stayed the trip, no problem. And as I say, jumping really gains length on his rivals. He put up a good performance to beat Champagne Classic, who again ran a good race, it has to be said. There was only half a length between him at the line. But Chris's Dream is a horse you could see really going well at Cheltenham. Or even, you know, in time, I would see him going maybe as an Irish national horse, even an English national horse, or even somewhere at Punchdown. He's a very classy animal. I think he is a Grade 1 animal. And hopefully, if he gets enough rain, say, at Cheltenham, the ground is reasonably good for him, I think he's got a very good chance of winning the frame of that RSA chase, which is shaping up to be a very, very good race at the moment.
And during the week, Martin, a very impressive win in the Cumaiga Mayor's Hurdle. That was for Lorena. Yeah,
absolutely, Patrick. I have to say, I know, like a lot of people, like there's no doubt 7-2 looks very sharp for the champion hurdle and what she's actually done. She's only beaten Mayor's, but there's no question about it. She really does impress with everything about her. She jumped a little bit higher early on, but once the race began in earnest, like Ruby Walsh gave her a perfect ride, I thought. Good educational run. It was going to be a totally different ballgame going from a race like that to taking on the likes of Boover Dare and Apple Jade over 2 miles of Cheltenham. But there's no question to me, she's loads of ability. If she lined up in the Mayor's Hurdle, I think she would be a certainty. I'm hoping she will go for a champion hurdle. I'm sure that's exactly what they will do. And I think she has a very good chance. Now, obviously, a 7-2 is very short on what she has done. She's got to improve again against the likes of Boover Dare. But there's no telling how good this mare is. And she's unbeaten now in 6 races since joining Willie Mullins. And she's going to get better and better. If she doesn't win it this year, I could well see her taking a big jump forward, say, for Punchdown. And I think she could be champion hurdler in time. But it'll be very interesting to see what the story is. And, you know, as I say, 7-2 is no price at the moment, really, since just backing her. But at the same time, Boover Dare will certainly have things not all his own way this year. He'll give £7 to the likes of Appleshade and Lorena. And that's definitely going to be a difficult task for him.
Yeah, and we'll keep a close eye on the champion hurdle over the next couple of weeks. Of course, we'll have our big preview of that on the 8th of March. But let's look forward to the weekend's action, Martin, because there's good racing down for decision this weekend at Fairy House, and the opening race is at 1:40. The first race we'll look at is the juvenile hurdle. That's the second race in the card, and we've got a field of 7 going to post.
Yes, interesting race here indeed, Patrick. And Way Back Home is a good winner for Parrick Rose last time. He had every yard of running at Fairy House less than 2 weeks ago. I thought he put up a very reasonable performance, and he must have a good chance again. However, Gordon Elliott introduced a nice horse called Autorizo at Fairy House over this course and distance in late January. And I thought he put up a fine performance when beating two reasonable horses, Sky Marshall and Ray of Time. Both have been beaten since, but both have run good races in second place on those occasions. I think he won with a bit in hand on that occasion. It was his first run since coming from France. He was a winner in the flat in France. And I think with Jack Kennedy on board, this one will take plenty of beating here. Lever de Soleil has done well for Gavin Cromwell, does like to make the running, but that could set the race up for Astorizo. And I'd be surprised if he gets beaten in this one.
The Tommy Carberry Handicap Hurdle is an interesting contest over 2.5 miles, and we've got 15 heading for the start here.
Very open race, Patrick, indeed, this one. You know, I think 8 and Bob for William Mullins still looks nicely handicapped. Now, he's only carrying 10 mun, but he has started this season with a rating of 87. Now he's run off 113, so that's a 26-pound rise. He did win 2 races and finished 2nd on 4 occasions, so he's very, very consistent. I can see him heading the betting market here. The one thing I would have a slight proviso about him, though, is he seems to like softish ground, which he won't get tomorrow. The ground is going to be very good. As I said, there was some selective watering during the week there, and this is the strongest race he's actually ran in. Polish Steve was a good winner last time for Jessica Harrington. Must go well. The top on Chatham Street Lad has gone up 8 pounds for being 2nd on his last 2 runs in good company, but he must have a good chance of making the long trip up for the Michael Winter Stable down in Cork. The other one I was looking at maybe was a horse called Rock the Bone for John Kiley. I thought this one caught the eye last time and 5th in the Pertemps qualifier at Cheltenham. He finished only beaten for 3 or 4 lengths on that occasion by Cuneo. It was 3 miles, which he may not really have lasted out. I think going back to 2.5 would suit him very well. Mark Walsh on board. I think if there's any support for him in the betting market, he'd be the way it'd be going here.
Okay, the following race is another handicap hurdle, this time for horses rated 80-102 with 14 entered here.
Another competitive contest. Emily Square was a good winner over this course and distance a couple of weeks ago, up 9 pounds for that. Beat a horse called Father Jed, who had previously won actually at a big price, 25-1. Now Father Jed renewed rivalry. He's 8 lengths to make up, and he's something like 8 pounds better off. So that would give him a bit of a chance. But there's no doubt Emily Square won very well on that occasion, and she would be favoured to win again. The top one, Chosen Hour, was a good winner yesterday for Sheila Hearn at Thurles, and should go well again here under a 6 pound penalty, although it's raised up to 11-12 now. Well, Cappuccino Man for Oliver Kieran could be interesting too. I think this one ran fairly well when fourth at Nace a couple of weeks ago over 2 miles. 7 up to 2.5 probably would suit him, and he gets a tenth of each way vote in another wide open contest here.
Big race in the card, Martin, is of course the Bobby Joe Chase. The defection of presenting Percy leaves 7 facing the starter for this 3-mile-1 feature.
Yeah, I think Ref Inland is interesting here for Willie Mullins. Now, he hasn't ran since last year's Punchdown Festival. He did win the 4-mile chase at the Cheltenham Festival last season, and he has been aimed at the Aintree Grand National this term. Interesting thing about this race, Patrick, if he does win tomorrow, he doesn't pick up a penalty for Aintree, because the weights have been published during earlier on this week, and once the weights are published, you don't pick up a penalty for winning races. It's one of those unusual clauses in the race. So Rathfinnan should certainly go close under Paul Townend, but the fact he hasn't ran for since last April suggests that you know, he just might need this race. Magic of Light is a good chance for Jessica Harrington. Performing fairly well this season. Was a good winner over fences and over hurdles in England before Christmas and would have a good chance here, just 10-10 in her back. But the one I'm going to tip up is Alpha Desovo. I thought he ran a cracker when second to Invitation Only in the Tastes Chase last time. He was actually given a couple of pounds Invitation Only, and he's an outside chance for the Gold Cup for Willie Mullins. But Gordon Elliott trains this well. Jack Kennedy takes the mount. He earlier won the season at Turles, and you know he's a very, very solid horse at this level, right at 159. He should probably be able to take care of his rivals. Slight worry about the ground. I think he probably would prefer it a little bit softer, but I'm hoping he's good enough to win.
Okay, what about the rest of the card at Fairhouse then tomorrow, Martin?
Well, the opening race, I think Paul Cameron could have a big weekend. Now, it's only four wins ahead of Rachel after Rachel's great treble last weekend. He's got a great chance in the opening race. Tens are better for Pat Fahey. Good fourth at Nace on her last run in a decent maiden hurdle. I think that one is good enough to win the opening race there at 140. In the 435, Dakota Moret for Jack Kennedy would have a very good chance. Second in a good handicap chase at Leopardstown last time on the Dublin Racing Festival weekend. This looks a weak enough contest, has to be said. I think he'd be good enough to win this one. And maybe in the last race, again, Gordon Elliott, a horse called Fury Road. There's a great word for this one, first him out at Leopardstown over Christmas in a very hot bumper. And he only finished fifth on that occasion. Definitely was disappointing. I think he's better than that. With the form working out so well, and with no Willie Mullins runner against him here, I think that maybe Fury Road might be recouped some of those losses that he incurred on that occasion.
Okay, so that's the action at Fairhouse. Then we move to Sunday, because it's Cheltenham Trials Day at Nace on Sunday. 1:30 start at the Kildare venue. We're going to start with the second race. That's the 2 mile handicap port hurdle for 4-year-olds only, and we've got 8 juveniles here in this one.
Yeah, Seamus Fahey, the horse there, running an ace a couple of weeks ago called Cora Blue, and I have to say he did everything bar win. I actually thought he did win. It was a very tight photo, and he just got beaten a nose. He looked a little bit unlucky on that occasion, just went down by a nose to a viscerating from Joseph Bryan. That was a good effort, because that was against all age horses, so he's back in his own age group here now. But Eric Roach climbing 7 pounds off him. He did go 4 pounds for that good effort. I think he could maybe gain compensation here. It's only 8 runners in the race. Maybe a horse called So and Joy for James Nash with Danny Mullins on board, fourth at Down Loyal last time, again in all age race, would have a bit of a chance against him. But I think Cora Blue showed enough last and suggest that he could be good enough here.
One of the big races on the card comes up in the 2:30. That's the Paddy Power 6th November free bet handicap chase. It's a Grade B contest over 2.5 miles, and there's 13 going for the €50,000 prize pot.
Yeah, wide open contest this, Patrick. A lot of horses in good form here. Poker Party was a good winner over Course and Distance last month for Henry Dwamhead, Horatio Blackmore, up £9 for that. This is a stiffer race, but should certainly be on the shortlist here. Kildare for Ted Walsh has been running okay over 2 miles, has given the impression that he wants to step up to 2.5, which he gets here on Sunday. Matthew Stenson claims 7 because he has joint top weight of 11.10, and that one must have a good chance if things go his way. Impact Factor has been a bit costly to follow over fence, as we said, Patrick, yet to win one. He was second now on 5 of his last 6 runs. He was second to Riders of the Storm last time. No disgrace in that, but it's just that he's going to have a stiff enough task here of 11.10. The one I was kind of interested in was Joseph O'Brien's Ishka Baha. He was a bit of a sneaky gamble maybe last time when beating Impact Factor at Ferry House last month. Now, he was back from 25-1 into 12s on that occasion. He hadn't shown much up to that and showed a lot of improvement. This race that Joseph won with Edwolf 2 years ago, I've got a feeling Eshkabat could be a lot better in his rating of 126. I think he has a very good chance of winning this one in a race where there's a lot of horses with chances. Beyond the Law is another one that you could mention, and also Stowaway Forever. He's a very consistent animal we look at his head and front. So an open contest, I think Eshkabat could be interesting. I'll give him the vote.
The 2 mile Grade 2 novice hurdle is the 3 o'clock contest, Martin. We've got 8 declared here.
Yeah, I think they all have to beat the top one here, Chosen Mate. Good second to Sonoria in a listed contest at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. Before that was a good winner on his only start at Cork, and he's only ran twice in his career, so he's put up 2 good performances. Davies on board. I think he's going to take all the beating here. One interest one maybe against the horse called Prince Dobrell for Willie Mullins, and we finished well behind him last time, but that was Prince Dobrell's first run since winning a Tipperary maiden hurdle last May. He was a 3-time bumper winner this one. I know Willie Mullins thinks an awful lot of him. He has a lot of ground to make up on Chosen Mate, and I think it's probably unlikely that he'll beat him, but I would expect him to make up a lot of ground and maybe give Chosen Mate the most to do. Jet Heads was a little bit disappointing last time, but would have a chance on his rating of 136. While down towards the bottom, Court Maid again was a little bit disappointing last time, but would have a chance on earlier form. Interesting contest, but I think Chosen Mate can win for Gordon Elliott and Davy Russell.
The next race is the novice chase, where we have 3 trainers supplying the 4 runners in this 2 mile contest, a Grade 3 contest, and due off at 3:35.
Yeah, this could be another one for Paul Town, that has to be said, with Cadmium here Patrick. He's won four times already this season. He finished fourth to Delta Work and La Richebourg in a half renewal of the Drinmore Chase over 2.5. He also started a favourite in a big race, a 2.5 mile handicap chase at the Leopardstown Festival last time. Did well to finish fourth on that occasion, but I think, you know, he's really got a big chance here. I just think that Dr. Phoenix, who won the race last year, has been in the same form at all and does want softer ground than he will get on Sunday. Same will apply to Avenir Dunvee for Henry de Wamhead race of Blackmore, a horse that does like to see plenty of rain. I don't think that's going to happen. Tycoon Prince hasn't been in the best of form and is easily overpassed here. I think Cadmium really should win this one for Woody Mullins and Paul Townend.
The following race is the handicap hurdle. It's the horses for rated 80 to 116. We've got 15 yeah. entered here.
Yeah, interesting race here. Curious Time is a good winner of a decent maiden hurdle at Down Royal late last month. Beat a horse called Black Tears of Gordon Lady, who came out and won next time out. So that form was quite good. Got an £8 rise for that, but sure, Crawford travels down from the north and certainly will have a chance. Wait here, I think Austin Lee is one that's going to play with, though. Has run some good races, Tortoise Chatham Street Lad before Christmas, and that was quite a good effort. Dara Keefe claims a valuable £7 here and might be the answer to this race. Also one with a chance to Let the Airs Walk for Brendan Duke and Sean Flanagan. Has run some good races, fourth in his last two runs, steps in the handicap company for the first time with definite prospects. But I think Wade here is the way I'll be playing it.
And the 3 mile handicap chase is the penultimate race in the card, Martin, and we've got 8 declared here.
Well, I think Monlino is quite interested in stepping up this trip over fences. Today's Patrick hasn't found a huge amount, but last time finished a good fourth back over hurdles to Dallas the Pickens. That was quite a good effort at Leopardstown Dublin Racing Festival. I think he definitely wants the trip. He should improve for Mark Walsh on board, especially plenty of money for him. Gordon Elliott's Cave 2 has been in good form of late. He's up £9 since he won and finished third in his last start, so he's certainly an improving horse and he could be the big danger. I do think Monlino is very interesting here.
We've left out two races, Martin, the opening maiden hurdle and the closing bumper.
Yeah, All for Joy is horse that certainly would like to see win the first race for Alvin McKernan. He's finished second now 5 times in a row, which I believe. I suppose he's one that punters will probably swerve to avoid, but I don't think he's dishonest. I think he's just met a couple of decent horses. He should run well again, but I do think Fast Book here is the one to beat. This one was second to Fakir Duderis on his only run at Cork earlier on the season. Now, Fakir Duderis is now a contender for one of the races at Cheltenham because he went down and won at Cheltenham last time out, and I think he could be a very good horse. So I think Fastbook would probably win there again, another one for Paul Town and Woody Mullins. But the last race, I like Joseph Bryan's Midnight Run. Good second to Envoy Allen at Navan before Christmas. Actually seen that performance, that was a good effort before that won at Galway, and he could be good enough to beat Column of Fire for Gordon Elliott here with Lisa Neal on board. This one would have been placed in the maiden hurdle behind Dunvegan last time, except he was brought down at the last hurdle. He was a winner at Navan earlier in the season in a bumper, and he is a decent horse. It looks between these two. I'll just give the vote there to Midnight Run.
Okay, so that's the action at Nace on Sunday. Just quickly look at the action overseas. Well, on Sunday at Fontwell, a really good National Spirit Hurdle sees the return of Little Rockefeller after his wind operation, which took place over the past couple of weeks. Probably Vision de Flow will probably run well, but the horse to beat, definitely the top horse if the cap fits, for Harry Fry and Noel Feely. Martin, I know you want to have a look at the race tomorrow in Kempton. That's the Dovecote Novice Hurdle, where we've got 9 going to post, but we've got the favourite here for the Supreme declared in this.
This drive, Angel's Breath, trained by Nicky Henderson. He put up a good performance when the Grade 2 and his only start today at over hurdles. And the race fell apart a little bit on that occasion. And this one, he's been trying to run for the last while, with ground or with the equine flu. He certainly was supposed to run a couple of weeks ago, and the equine flu ruled out the race at Newbury. So I think he just needs to get another run into him, and I expect him probably to win this. Whether he wins the champion or the Supreme Novice Hurdle is open to question, but certainly he's well thought of this 5-year-old and should be able to win this race. It's an interesting card sometimes that there's another race there, actually, Patrick, called the Adonis Juvenile Hurdle. And a couple of times in the last few years, a 4-year-old has won this race and actually went on and went very well at the Cheltenham Festival. There's a couple here maybe entered that, you know, you'd like to see possibly run at Cheltenham. Maybe a horse called Beat the Judge for Gary Moore. He's rated 129, which is interesting. Another one called Precepts for Wayne Hutchinson and Alan King. Alan King has a good record in the champion in the 4-year-old the Triumph Hurdle over the years, and if Precepts was to win here, I could see him line up at Cheltenham in the Triumph Hurdle in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, so some interesting racing then over the weekend, Martin. You were in hot form last week. Of course, you put up Jute and Everett to win the Beginner's Chase last weekend. Can we get another good winner off you this weekend, as we were going to get your best bets the weekend?
Okay, Patrick. So I think I'll take a chance on Alfred Desogo on the big race at the Bobby Joe Chase at Ferry House. Also in the handicap hurdle there, the 250 at Ferry House, Rock the Bone. for John Polly. Definitely think that has a very good chance. In the 2:30 at Naas on Sunday, I like the chances of Ishka Baha for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin, while later on the card, I think I'll take a chance with Wait Here, the 4:05, the handicap hurdle. Hopefully it'll be a bit of a prize, and hopefully we'll reward each way support.
Okay, perfect stuff, Martin, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you again next week. We'll be looking forward to the action next week, and of course, our Cheltenham preview night on the 8th of March. We're looking forward to seeing you down here in Yall.
No problem, looking forward to being there. Hopefully, get to meet a few punters and maybe listen to us every week. Hopefully, I won't get beaten up down there, Patrick, given all those losers over the week.
Thanks a million, Martin. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Patrick. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.